The following is a paid advertisement for brought to you by
One person has released killer sentenced to life without parole on unsupervised weekend passes and committed the sentences of a record 53 murderers.
The preceding was paid programming, which is not affiliated with... Claims and opinions expressed are those of each... who is solely responsible for the content of that...
The Soul Genius Hour of Swatch.
One of the worst moments you may ever experience.
Yeah, yes it is.
How come?
Let's go sit down, talk this over.
New microphone, dear friends. Praise the late Reverend Steve Checky, who left them just where he knew we, the subgeniuses, would find them, in the trash. Yes, dear friends, and it's been a long time since I've put together a brand new fresh show. We've had to do reruns a lot because we've been busy. I've been in hiding, adding massively to our website at subgenius.com, and animating, and there's been a ton of great new mixes that have built up from the artistes and artistesses of alt.binaries.slack, where so much of this comes from. And friends, as I record this now, it's right before the election. And I've never seen anything so horrible, really. In the face of all of this, with this show, I'm just going to go for the pure slack. If you can't beat the conspiracy, you can at least make yourself stronger. Paradoxically enough, by getting more slack. So, whatever happens in this election, and whatever is happening in the future world when you listen to this radio show, keep in mind, this slackfulness, the spirit of this slackfulness shall still apply.
Baba switched me the sign of Warren Sandy. Hold me so.
It's a brand new day.
Common side effects are headache, nausea, and abdominal pain.
Corn pone.
Daddy, what's it gonna be like in the year 2000?
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream, but I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of overcooked rice. The nations of the civilized world will collapse under the oppressive weight of parasitic political conspiracies which remove all hope and optimism from their once faithful citizens. Around the globe, generations of polluters will be punished for their sins, unshielded by the ozone layer they have successfully depleted, left to bake in the searing naked rays of light. Wholesale assassinations serve to destabilize every remaining government, leaving the starving and wicked to fend for themselves. Bloodthirsty renegade cyborgs created by tax-dodging corporations wreak havoc. Pissed off androids tired of being slaves to a godless and gutless system where the rich get richer and the poor get fucked over and out, unleash total worldwide destruction by means of nuclear holocaust, annihilating the terrified masses, leaving in its torturous wake nothing but vicious, cannibalistic, mutated, radiated, and horribly disfigured hordes of satanic killers bent on revenge, but against whom? There are so few left alive. Starvation reigns supreme, forcing unlucky survivors to eat anything and anyone in their path.
Massive earthquakes crack the planet's crust like a hollow eggshell, causing unending volcanic eruptions. The creatures of the seven seas, unable to escape to certain death upon land, boil in their liquid prison. Disease encircles the earth, plagues and viruses with no known cause or cure, laying waste to whatever draws breath. And humankind, having proven itself to be nothing more than a race of ruthless scavengers, fall victim to merciless attack at the hands of interplanetary alien tribes who seek to conquer our charred remains. This is extinction level event, the final world front, and there is only 1 year left.
Wow, that's cool. I can't hardly wait.
You don't have to, because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is.
Yo! Calling all live niggas, calling all live bitches. We have a job for y'all on planet Earth. Flip mode world domination in progress, motherfuckers.
Hi! You say you're looking for excitement, adventure, business opportunities, and a real nice place to raise the kids? Well, explore no more. We're there already. Let's visit the world of the future.
World of the future. Yes, this bustling world of a thousand moods reflects the dreams of its ambitious inhabitants, dreams already realized of man's triumph over nature, where humans no longer suffer self-inflicted pains, where one is made to enjoy life.
Friends, it has been a fuck of a world lately, don't you agree? The Constitution is in the shredder, and Janet's titty is on the news. The Catholic Church is raping little boys, and what are the pinks worried about? One stupid little titty. Of course, that was a couple of months ago. It'll be a new titty this time. But what kind of bargain Bin Ladens are we faced with? As we smell the rank of stale pee on the bush of freedom. My friends, those Skull and Bones guys have everything now. They've got all the good drugs, the adrenochrome. And the saddest thing, we used to laugh at the John Birchers. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Those funny right-wing conspiracy nuts. Oh, ho, ho. They thought the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations were going to take over the world. Well, goddammit, if those kooks weren't right! The right-wingers that took over the world are the commies that they were so worried about. Hide the conspiracy right out in plain view. Goddamn. Friends, there is a mark of the beast. There is a mark of the beast. You make fun of 0666. That's a big heavy metal rock and roll thing. As a matter of fact, the mark of the beast that shall be on the hand and on the forehead is there already. The mark of the beast on your hand is your fucking thumbprint, and the mark of the beast that's on your head is your goddamn ugly face. Your face is the mark of the beast. But, you know, without it, you can't get a job. Jobs and this war are both what we call contraditions. Not contradictions, but contraditions. Traditions of the conspiracy. And what do us poor individuals, I mean, we're not even a group. We mostly can't stand each other except for a few minutes at a devival. So how the hell are we going to defeat the conspiracy of all the normal people in the world? Well, we've got one thing that they don't, and that's Bob! We've got Bob, we've got our slack, we've got our mutant abnormality. God damn it, and sooner or later we're going to have those aliens on our side. Now I have to get serious and share something with you.
a Christian too. And they don't like to make a Christian out of you. Learn to consume and meet a nice girl and follow her fucked up rules. Make you a slave with what they call schools. Beaten in church on Sunday, back on the job on Monday. Sacrificing the prime of your life from wildest religion and greed. After those you pay through, all in jury will save you. Nothing will ever seem like you're taking it out the ass.
You, he gave you horrible skin problems. For God so loved you, he gave your daughter multiple birth defects. For God so loved you, he gave your mother terminal lung cancer. For God so loved you, he severed both of your legs in a car accident.
Project, dear friends. Oh, what an amazing song. And it, actually, at the end of that was a little bit of Ravi Shankar noise. Rudy Schwartz Project, friends. Remember that. We've had a lot of the cut-ups in this show. Collages by the great Mr. Fernando Nandy Lee Murr, posting under the name of Alvin Greenspan. Earlier we heard the intro to the Busta Rhymes album Extinction Level Event, with that great end of the world stuff. And then the new world of the future stuff was the old underground movie that I did so long ago. That's been recut, by the way. There's kind of a director's cut out now. And we heard some preaching from the Beachland Ballroom Subgenius Bible here in Cleveland. We heard the Rudy Schwartz Project do that song, The Nice Lawn. And now, friends, more Limer, mucho, and even some music by yours truly.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California. I work here. I'm a killer. My objective, robbery and murder.
My most vivid recollection of Bob was on the ground outside. I said, excuse me, Bob. He said,
I'm gonna let you die.
I've always thought that Bob was a lonely outcast with that smile. I love Bob's death.
Peter hasn't said a word about it at home.
I understand.
Up next, this week's Silent Bob, who became a TV star in a series called The Whirly Bobs, and starred in another film, The Big Bob, with Kirk Douglas, then signed a contract with Bob, and went on to the game show You Bet Your Bobs.
Here's Bob.
Ow!
You're making me sick.
Godfather.
Robs.
Why would you do that to me, Bob?
Oh, because he loves you, dear. That piece was called Dub Zaniskotsi, Voyager Flyover Voice 1 Mix, and I made that myself using some Mac hardware, software, and some Lemur hard clips. For an animation project that I've been shooting in Dobbstown. Yes, friends, we're traveling, not only to Dobbstown, but actually in November, the European third or fourth, I don't know which, Anal Frop Tour is happening with shows in November in London, England, Hamburg, Germany, Amsterdam. I know that none of our listeners are hearing this there then, but anyway, check out www.subgenius.com. And in London again, but how can this be? And now we will hear and see Lemur Greenspan. It's enough to make you completely mad.
Gotta get a hold of myself. I mustn't lose my head. There's one thing certain he ain't here. I got it. The tiger. Yeah, that's it, the tiger. I dragged him off to his lair, that's what.
Maybe not.
Pretty soon, not even the bones will be left to tell the story.
I know nothing of such matters. I live alone in the ice and forests of Weir. Such is the life of a catchman.
I mean, if there's anything you need or that I can do, please tell me.
Well, you could let me make love to you.
Make love, did you say?
Yes.
What do you mean? You don't even know my psychocardiogram.
Eh?
Well, on Earth, for centuries, people haven't made love unless their psychocardiogram readings were in perfect confluence.
I know nothing of that. You asked me what you can do for me, and I told you.
Well, all right. But I don't see what good it will do. Do you have any pills?
Pills?
Oh, never mind. I have some here.
What is this pill?
It's an exaltation transference pellet, of course.
I know nothing of this.
I see. Well, on Earth, when our psychocardiogram readings are in harmony and we wish to make love, as you call it, we take an exaltation transference pellet and remain like this. Here, let me show you. For 1 minute or until full rapport is achieved.
Ah, I don't care for that. This is what I mean. This, a bed.
That? But nobody's done that for centuries. I mean, nobody except the very poor who can't afford the pills and the psychocardiogram readings.
Why not?
Because it was proved to be distracting and a danger to maximum efficiency. And because it was pointless to continue it when other substitutes for ego support and self-esteem were made available.
So, you won't do it?
Well, if you simply must insist, I guess so. But I can assure you there's really no point at all in doing it like this.
Without your garments, please.
Oh. Oh.
Don't do that at the table.
Sorry.
Look, I don't want you getting your grubby hands on her.
Wally, I know you have problems of your own.
Mom, I thought I told you to keep your grubby hands off my stuff.
Wally.
I'm gonna fix you good.
Oh.
Chido.
Well.
What, Wally?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'll call you tonight.
Just see that you do.
Oh. Why, Beaver? You're sick. Well, I don't know.
Call 1-3300 now.
This phone could ring any second.
Okay, Paul. Well, my ears ring.
Shut up, you.
Okay, Paul. Paul, how can I get Karen to like me?
Well, I guess the best thing to do would be just
get her cat off the roof.
See you later, Paul. Bye-bye. Paul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Hey, Mom, hey, Dad, he's coming.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver.
Watch out, he's got a gun.
He made me put it on. I wonder if I might speak to Wally.
No.
The people down at the office think that was funny?
Well, gee, no, Mom.
Car 10, investigate a disturbance at 2 Diamond Street.
Most reports of trouble come to the police without any suggestion that a mental patient might be involved. The vast majority of mentally disturbed people become violent.
Officer, there's a man next to me who is awful.
Calm down. Are you all right?
Not that much.
Taking time to talk with the family is good police work.
One cigarette?
I'm crazy. I've done a lot of things.
Killing.
I'm going to try to talk him out of the room first.
All right.
God damn it!
A funny thing happens when your mind zones out during the day. It's like the number one prescribed sleep aid in America. You should take it with alcohol, so you wake up groggy. All people taking sleep medicines become dependent on the medicine. Dizziness and diarrhea for 7 to 10 days is advised by your doctor. Memory problems work like a dream.
Conspiracy defines the word obscene.
as it relates to community standards.
Community standards. We don't all agree. We're losing our minds. Virtual reality. Community standards. Oh, hypocrisy. Community standards.
This is art. This is art.
Obscenity.
This is art.
Obscenity.
Because we want you to be just like us. Normal.
My lyrics were put on trial.
Nate.
Rob. As in Robert.
Well, Bob, what makes you think you and your artistic work meet the standards of this community?
Normal art for normal people.
A closed mind is your death. There's no reason to live if you have your mind closed. You must open it to all things that come before you. Open your mind. This is art. This is not obscenity. This is the reality of life. There are people who do not live like you. There are people who are not like you. There are people who don't want to be you.
He said go over the edge. I fuck you, obscenity.
Now this is not FCC approved.
This is not for your children. This is not for your mother.
We want people to make up their own minds.
You don't
FCC
like
approved. Art. Obscenity. Reality. I don't care. I don't listen. I don't follow. FCC. Art. I'm over the edge. Where are you?
Even now, according to the law of slack, in every city you walk into, there are latent subgeniuses. There are, you walk into a library, you know, I bet you there's fucking half a dozen sub-geniuses just working behind the counter of that library. They don't know it. They're latent sub-geniuses, and these people need to be brought out. They need to be brought into our midst so they can be loved and hated and made fun of, and so they can impress us with their clever things that they do, and so they can add to this amazing thing that we're building, this spaceship of whatever. I'm not feeling eloquent at this moment, but the thing is you need to proselytize. The tools are there. Pamphlet number one, pamphlet number two. They're a dollar a piece. It's so simple. You look at somebody and you know that person needs pamphlet number one. Give those people the pamphlet. Don't try to explain it. If they're fucking smart enough to get it, they'll get it without anything you could possibly add to it. $30 for eternal salvation or triple your money back. It's a very simple deal, and most people get it right away or they never get it. Ask fucking Einstein.
All slack and fun aside, though, seriously, how are we going to save the planet and save the universe this time? I hear a lot of ideas about saving the planet, but it's usually from people who can't even change a tire or take out their own trash. I mean, have you ever Anybody here ever been lectured for an hour on how to run your own business by somebody who's never even held down a job for more than 3 days? Yeah, those are the ones that are the real they'll let you know, man, look, let me do that. I'm an expert in whatchamacallit. So, and experts in consciousness, friends. We see so many experts in consciousness. I was happy to see Steve Gaskin, who actually, among all the hot air balloons such as myself who speak on this stage, that guy actually has done stuff. He really did get off his butt. There's an alternative to fleeing America or killing the president, which is running for office. That's the one that none of us are willing. We might do the other two, but we're not going to do that. You know, whoa. Well, Gaskin did. But I notice he gets the same question that I get a lot. Hey, Mr. Old Man, I want to defeat the conspiracy and save the world. What should I do? My parents are such assholes. Well, if you really want to change the world, then mow your yard. Cultivate your garden. Then start telling everybody else how to run their lives. You know, seriously, it's like you cannot change the conspiracy of the normals. But you can change yourself. And you don't have to be dependent on them, you know. If your parents are assholes, pardon the expression, but get a job, kid. They quit complaining and do something.
Is looking cool. Hey, here's Bob, the host of the month, you might say. Bob is looking cool. Hey, here's Bob, the host of the month, you might say.
What makes this dance toss the hair? What makes the law stop and stare? What's voicing me? They're underwear. There's a thing about Bob. There's a thing about Bob. There's a thing.
Bob has a thing that is bringing confidence, a generous swelling of pride, and one thing every man deserves, a little well-earned respect from the neighborhood.
It puts that glimmer into his eyes, it puts a spring into his step, it has given him a rise. There's a thing about Bob.
Looks like Bob is really on a roll.
There's a thing about Bob.
Bob is moving on.
It takes more than intellect to be a musician. Put your soul into it a little. Okay?
Hey,
Yeah.
If slack is something you get for nothing, then what's my $30 worth?
The $30 is for the bragging rights to the slack. That's really all it is. And you get an 8x10 picture of Bob and a little card for your wallet, which you can try to get in places cheap. You do get a real ministership in the Universal Life Church, but I can give you that for free right now. You're all ministers in the Universal Life Church there. Whether you want to be or not. Oh, yes?
Yeah, now that the conspiracy is more subtle, vile, and pernicious than ever, what do we do about it?
Well, now that the conspiracy is more subtle, vile, and pernicious than ever, we become more vile and subtle and pernicious than ever. Or go the other way and do like most of us do, is just kind of live between the walls, in the cracks, trying not to draw too much attention. And yet, as Frank Zappa said, pass another little bit to the next poor sucker down the line, you know. You've got to take care of yourself first. And if you have any left over, then if you've got lots of slack, it automatically shares itself. But you cannot give somebody else slack if you don't have slack yourself. And since nobody else can tell you what slack is, God damn it, you're on your own again. Isn't that a shame? You actually do have free will. Damn, Bob cut you loose, and he's in fact trying to scare you away from joining his religion. No wonder we're doing so crappy financially. Damn. You know, I've often, and this is honestly true, I've looked at the Scientologists and thought, if only one of us could keep a straight face. But, obviously,
dealing with very basic questions and putting them into William's machine or thinking just in that same way about how to take things right down to the very nub where you couldn't change anything more without destroying the question itself. When one asked, what are we here for, one realized that all of the religions of the world had said that we were here to love God and obey him and kiss his ass and suck his grip and turn over and get blessed by him and be dumbed down into hell and eternal punishment if we didn't do like he wanted to do. And this turned out not to be true at all. It turned out to be like an enormous diarrhea of bullshit, because obviously what we are here for, and we know we're here for that, is that we're here to go. There's no other future for it. We're not here to stay.
Got to do.
Go by Devo. The Devos with Reverend Mark Mothersbaugh, Reverend Bob Casale, and our old friend Jerry Casale. And before that, some cut-up Byron Ginson, or Jensen. I don't know how to pronounce his name. But Lymph Node Institute. And before that, a question and answer from the last Starwood Festival. Fernand and Andy Lemur did some cut-ups. That song, Something About Bob, taken from those Evil Insight commercials, was by Reverend Ed Fred. There was some preaching from Starwood and some Reverend Carter LeBlanc preaching at 7X Day. We heard the King of Slack doing that song, Community Standards. You can get everything by the King of Slack at kingofslack.com or billtmiller.com. And now some more green spam, for such is the life of a catchman.
On Tuesday, June 15th, Alan Greenspan would be complete. At which point, Greenspan stated that the United States and world's financial market should be grateful for his years of work. For College Media News in Washington, D.C., I'm in Washington, D.C.
That's Alan Greenspan.
Telephone!
It's Mr. Nibbling from Igloo.
Thanks. Keep your mitts off my money, huh?
Okay.
You might put poison in my food.
Ask your doctor about liver problems.
The saintly Alan Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan. Greenspan. Right now, Greenspan. U.S. needs
Greenspan.
Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
America
Greenspan.
Needs Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan.
Right now,
Greenspan.
Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
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 If your business receives a Greenspan in the mail, please mail it back promptly.
The saintly Alan.
Oh!
come back now, here. Y'all come back now, here.
That's Alan Greenspan, chairman of the Federal Reserve Board.
Huh?
This is our next, quote, version, unquote, ma'am. This is a little thing we do about a process which is known as electroshock therapy, a very therapeutic process which has helped these young men become productive members of the musical industry. But hell, that wasn't nearly as bad as that time they shocked the living gee out of me. Listen to my tale then. But why? Why were you calling me mad? Got a madman have written songs such as these? I think not. I'm not mad. I'm merely an ordinary person seeking life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My pursuit of happiness includes machine gunning 127 innocent children. If that's mad, go ahead, lock me up. Just because I enjoy washing my face in the blood of infants, is that any reason to lock me up? I think not. I've even got a piece of paper that says my mind is still okay. Hell, I bet that guy down at the employment agency who wouldn't give me a job just because I've been locked up one time, bet he ain't got a piece of paper that says his mind is still okay. Hell, but I tried to tell him it was not me. It was the green energy demons, but they merely laughed at me. But now those green energy demons are ruling the planet. They're not laughing quite so hard now, are they? But that wasn't nearly as bad as that time they shocked the living gee out of me. I tried to explain it was not me. It was the brain of Arnold Palmer, which was controlling my mind via laser beam, via the FBI, via the CIA, via the Communist Party, via satellite. It was the demon that forced me to do the deed. But that wasn't nearly... dot, dot, dot. But it wasn't... I'm not insane. I'm more sane than Son of Sam and Charles Manson put together. How many people must I kill to prove I'm not insane? But that wasn't nearly as bad as that time they... shocked the living gee out of me. Well, I didn't mind when they shocked the living pee out of me. In fact, I kind of enjoyed it when they shocked the living pee out of me. I mean, that time they ran over my face with a pickup truck, oh yeah, that was fun. That time they cut me in half with barbed wire and then peeled a Band-Aid off my amputated arm, oh yeah, that was fun. That time they skinned me alive, then called me dirty names. Woo-hah! That was a big old cocaine party. That one time, they converted my entire body into a wall of membrane whose only purpose was to feel pain. No, that time they converted my entire body to a wall of membrane attached to a human brain whose only purpose was to feel pain and then applied the flame. Oh yeah, that was fun. That time they converted every cell in my body to the same nerve endings found in male testicles, enlarged each cell to the size of a sun, and then inserted huge sun-sized tennis drills into each of these sun-sized male testicle cells. Woo-ah, that was the time of my life compared to that time they shocked the living gee out of me. Hell, I thought a frontal lobotomy was a warm fuzzy. I mean, I'm okay, you're a frontal lobotomy. But it's all a very therapeutic process. Hell, that time they put me in the room where you don't get me the good pills. Then they had a needle that was so big, they had to lower me on top of it by a helicopter in order to anesthetize me. And that was only the needle, I'm not talking about the syringe. And even that wasn't enough to put me out. Then they hooked me up to that device, I'm not talking about that AC device, I'm talking about that DC device they had Jones's titty hooked up to. Then they applied the electrodes to my head. I was still trying to explain to them how I wasn't insane. I'm not a mad psychopath. But hell, all that was fun, I reckon. I guess you'd call that a good party compared to that time they shocked the living gee out of me.
Doctors for Bob, their friends, shocked the living gee out of me. And before that, another great Rudy Schwartz Project song, interspersed with Lee Murray and Cut-Ups, and now some noise by Rabbi Shankar.
Here's your story. Over.
Over.
Here at the North Pole, a few men have been destroyed with an arc of electricity.
Over.
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 The flying saucer which landed here performed a similar service with an arc of wood. And its pilot is recovering from wounds received in the battle.
Anchorage. Anchorage. Over.
Anchorage. Over.
Over.
Over. That's your story, friends. Your story from Fernand and Andy Lemur. Before that, the song we heard was by Reverend Self Slayer, and the name of that song is the Blast Your Head Off song. This music in the background, by the way, is Automatic Robot Fish. Greenspan, reboot. Oye, over, reboot.
So I asked the computer to improve me and said to know what I was talking about, and that made me think very carefully. Jesus Christ!
Those loads pay off.
Yeah. 25
a day?
No, a week.
How would you like to collect 450 frog skins a week?
And here's how, dear friends. Send your frog skins to this station and your chosen charity or church. That could be something that a person might do. Frog skins for Bob, that's all we're saying. And there's more on that moron Bob at www.subgenius.com. Incidentally, friends, I should mention to you that our old Austin and Dallas P.O. boxes have both closed down for good due to the horrible tragedies in Texas. Our new P.O. box is, as it has been for a while, actually, in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and that's you can write to Subgenius Foundation for free information, or RF Slack, or Reverend Ivan Stang at Post Office Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. It's so beautiful. And the background music this whole show has been by Reverend Angry Larry under the name Automatic Robot Fish. Normally he plays with the amino acids, but he also does movie soundtracks like this. We both do awful things, dear friends, because we love you, and Bob loves you.
Bob is asleep, it's quite no. Lips print hanging out me so.
Hello.
Hi,
Wally. Well, I'll get lost.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Hello, Wally, this is me.
Hey, Beaver, you're a dumb little kid. You better hurry up and get lost.
Okay, goodbye, Wally.
My bathroom. Oh, get me another Wally. Because I don't want another Wally. My bathroom. My bathroom. My bathroom.
Beware ye the equilibrium.
Oh, you don't have to call me ye, just my
and
friends.
And the equivalium.
And you can call me go.
Ye and go. Go ye.
Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye.